Philip Sample, PhD, these urgent care. Today's date is 01/02/2026. Dictation is for Miss Mary Richardson. Richardson spells Harrod, C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Mary spells M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 12/03/1949. This is a a 76-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Mary has a history of hypercholesterolemia, AFib, CHF, hypertension, peripheral edema, anxiety / depression, and diabetes type 2. She is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication review. She states since her last visit, she has had several visits to the hospital, was diagnosed with ACVA, and is now having residual left-sided weakness. Also stated she was diagnosed with MI and was treated, stabilized, and sent home with medication. She says she does not know the name of the medication. She did not bring any documentation from the ER / cardiologist / any other specialty that took care of her while in the ER period. She says today she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Correction, compared to last visit, changes are as follows. A cerebrovascular accident with right-sided weakness. Next line, myocardial infarction. Intervention is questionable as there's no documentation as to what took place for this event. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 134/69. Pulse 99. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen is non-distended. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph, neuro. Patient has left-sided weakness. Next line, she has some slurred speech. Next line, decreased strength in the right upper and right lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cerebrovascular accident with right-sided weakness. Next paragraph, the following labs were done today. Labs includes CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Digoxin, 0.25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, furosemide, 20 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, glipizide, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, metoprolol succinate, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days. Number 180, next medication, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, vitamin D3. 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Number 12, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she would like to feel better, to start walking again. She says she's in a wheelchair because she falls a lot when she tries to walk because of left-sided weakness, period. Now, the following consultation was done today, a consult to physical therapy for strengthening exercises, especially on the left upper and lower extremities. Next consultation is local facility for home health care as patient is having difficulty completing chores of daily living. She's living with family member, but she says she's still not getting the full help that she needs. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.